What are you gonna do? Knock my block off?
Bad songwriting. Smoking strange. When I met a penguin, goddamn it, he was deranged. We were talking soccer, then it all fucking changed. I saw him press record and uploaded to his page. Oh, that deranged penguin. For an Antarctic bird, he should talk fast. Oh, that deranged penguin. He made me an unwilling victim of his podcast.
What's up, YouTube? It's your girl, Adam. How you guys doing out there?
Man. YouTube, huh? So we're going through YouTube now?
No, we're not. No, this is just a totally... It was a previously inside joke. YouTube, it's now an outside joke. Gina, explain this fucking joke.
Because every time I watch probably like a hair video or something on YouTube or makeup video... They always start the video with...
It's your girl.
Yeah, whatever their name is. It's your girl.
Hey, YouTube.
Lady Fang, 15.
So, that's what that was. It's your girl. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Deranged Penguin Podcast coming to you on podcast delay. On WKXVY. We're not on...
That'd be great. I would love that.
I'm excited about when radio stations are so cheap, we could just hop on one for like 50 cents. That would be great.
That would be fantastic.
When I'm 85 years old and absolutely nobody gives a shit about me, that's what I'm going to be doing. You know how those old dudes that were like playing with trains for a while there? Yeah. I'm going to be on my own radio station, giving myself radio station cancer.
Isn't that already what you're doing?
I would love that.
Yeah, but, you know, I can't afford a radio station with a fucking tower.
You're already doing
long-range signals coming into your body, man. Yeah. Getting that bad cancer. That's what I'm talking about.
Because like, I'll be 85. Like, it just, you know, actually, like, the microwave will probably just take me out. So I want to get in there, you know, like you are. You're bunkering down in your man cave, garage cave.
Oh, garage. I don't have man cave. I don't like man caves.
Yeah,
I'm not.
What were you doing in
man cave?
What were you doing in there?
It's a garage. One car is parked in there, like in most garages. and there's a bunch of other shit in there.
Dang, you don't
like
have
in
your
most
cave
garages.
To yourself.
But
you gotta write your congressman, man.
This is the first time that I've ever had a garage. I love it. It's amazing. I've never had a garage before.
Why are you against the concept of a man cave?
I'm not investing money. I'm not investing money in square footage that's dedicated to me.
So you're not buying a house? Is that what you're doing?
That's what I do. I buy a house. The whole house is a man cave. I live in my damn house, but I don't know, like, it's crazy to me that people
you don't
want
to be secluded to one room.
Well, for instance, in my neighborhood, if you get a house with like three bedrooms, it's x amount of dollars. If you every time you add a bedroom, it roughly adds like 14% onto the cost of your house. And a lot of people do this. A lot of people are like, I got to get the 5-bedroom place or the 4-bedroom or whatever, you know, one more than I actually need because I got to have a man cave. And you're talking about like 14% more on your mortgage so that you can have a fucking room with AstroTurf in it so that nobody.
Well,
don't. What are you going to my room?
I got to watch, would I use watch, it I
watch,
to play the
watch
trombone.
The game in my man cave. Do you have to watch the game in your man cave? What about watching it in your fucking living room?
I agree.
That's not really the issue. It's not a matter of like having a place that nobody can go. It's more like having a place that's like where just I can yours. Just put my stuff where I want and nobody else is going to like mess with it. Like if it's a mess, you know, it's my mess and it's like fine. And like, you know, my wife or kids or whatever, like don't have to worry about cleaning it up because it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not really about secluding myself.
Yes.
It wouldn't be about that as
better
much as it is about just having a place.
Sure. If I have to see it, probably right. Won't clean it.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm with you. I want to minimize costs.
I hear you. No, that's.
I'm not interested And that's something else. Like, I don't know. I feel like we contracted coming into this house from our last house. And
it's hard to do, isn't it?
I love it. I love burning everything and getting rid of shit. And I just don't want any more stuff.
You know,
when you made that face there, Brad, you kind of looked like Sarah Silverman. Just a little bit.
Like the old kind.
Take it back.
I was going to say, you know, like, I mean, we did the same thing, right? You know, you can get an apartment much cheaper, a bigger apartment much cheaper here in San Antonio. You rent a fucking house, maybe two houses here in San Antonio for, you know, what we choose to pay here for this smaller apartment. But, I like it for a lot of reasons. And one of those reasons, we mentioned it before in the show, is the fact that it made us downsize, you know? We had a three-bedroom apartment. It was like a two-bedroom. There was another room over there. Another apartment.
Exactly. You don't even fucking know. It doesn't matter.
And then, I think there was an extra
And we kind of joke about it, and I tell my friends this. I joke with them the same way, that what happens is you see this other room, you're like, well, what are we going to do with that room? And you start, the easy room, yeah, we'll kind of just do whatever. You're like, we probably could put, like, a TV in there. Yeah, I could, like, maybe that would be, like, the podcasting room. And so then you start buying shit to put in that room, not because you need it, but because you just want to fill the space. So you have shit. It's filled. But no fucking reason. When we moved out, all the shit that was in that room, we got rid of. We didn't need it. There was no need for it. And, so we're better off that way. I like the idea of, like, especially this space, like our podcast corner. We can see the TV. The kitchen's right here. We can see everybody. And so nobody can just run away and do that. And I think that's good. It kind of helps everybody stay together.
You like that all the time?
Not all the time. I mean, everybody.
I want to know where you are at all times. Yes.
Everybody needs their space.
Never run away.
I think everybody.
We have a glass door on the bathroom.
Like, I see what you're doing.
I have it up. FaceTime's like, all right.
No, you shouldn't have eaten that.
You guys watch me make sure I get everything.
I told you not to go back for seconds.
Yeah. No, I mean, all right. Everybody wants to be escape for a little bit, and We'll kind of go in our room, or I'll go in our room and play the game over there. Something like, everybody kind of, you can pick a corner and kind of get over there. But it's good when, like, I want to be on my computer and hanging out here, and, Gina's making some breakfast. We kind of want to be together, And if I had a computer room or something like that, I would have to go over there to be in the computer room, even though I don't want to be.
Or you probably wouldn't use it. You'd probably just sit at the breakfast table or something.
Yeah, and so then you end up, like, it's again, the same kind of thing. So, I applaud you. Clap, clap, clappity clap, Bradley. Too bad you had to do it in Northwest Arkansas.
If it's like you're moving in, like one of my brothers is buying a house in this neighborhood. He's a single guy. There aren't any fucking one bedroom houses. They still make them, right? So he's got extra fucking rooms. Like if he wanted to double down on whatever team gear he wanted for more power to you. I'm just not going to specifically invest in the infrastructure is what I'm saying.
Yeah. I get you.
It makes sense. Sometimes when we're in here and we're like, oh, it's kind of, maybe it's a little crowded. And I think about some of the tiny houses right here that are either converted to bars.
How come I don't get a man cave?
Huh?
How come I don't get a man cave?
You get a man cave.
The whole house is your cave.
Yeah, it is. It is. I didn't want that.
That's right.
You picked all this. Don't even lie.
So, yeah, that's the thing. They're all like tiny houses, you know what I mean? And like, one, they're like small houses around the Pearl Brewery, which used to be, a place where you fucking worked. And, like, nearby here, there was actually even the quarry, the original quarry. Like, people that lived around here, they fucking worked here, right? Those are like working people houses. And, they probably had more than one kid. I think if you just go by the census numbers, they had like three kids. But there's like two bedrooms. You know what I mean? So they're just like, house built like 1910.
Is it like two big bedrooms where you jammed like two double beds and you jam like three kids in each double bed kind of a thing?
I think that's what they did, man. Yeah. Like, I mean, it looks like that kind of house. Old style 1910. Also, everybody was like 5'4 back then. So you can probably fit. Yeah, you can fit them in there. They didn't have vitamins or nothing. No. They would get scurvy on land back then. This is all facts.
Spitting truth right now.
It's all fucking truth on Drink Finger Podcast.
The great scurvy outbreak in Idaho.
Yeah.
Right.
And if anybody right. if anybody denies no it, they're just denying the truth, man. Gina, you picked a movie last week.
I did. Well, the week before. But
the
yeah.
week before.
Last episode. So our movie for October in honor of Halloween came from a list that friend Trey of the show shared with us. And the movie was called Honeymoon. It was released in 2014 and it was available on Netflix. And it was directed by Lee, can't say that last name.
Janiak or something?
Yeah, that. And it starred two actors by the names of, wouldn't y'all right like to there. Know?
Stalling.
Rose Leslie, who you might know from Game of Thrones, The Wildling,
in fact,
and what?
I don't know what else.
And Harry Treadaway, who you might know from
I thought you meant what Penny Dreadful.
No.
So the thing is, that actually that's how she got cast in this movie. The director slash writer person.
Yeah.
Saw her in Game of Thrones, like, yeah, you want to be in my movie? And so I'm thinking they were just, you know, we're watching HBO on Sunday nights.
They're both British actors, right? Is she British or is she
Scottish?
Yeah. Okay. But they both play Americans in the movie.
You can hear their accent.
You can
hear
tell. You can tell.
Times. You're like, that's not America.
Yeah. That sounds weird.
That ain't America, I know. And
it actually added to a little bit of the surrealist atmosphere of the movie, though.
Look at Del Rey. You're trying to use like big cinephile
words. Is the director also from the UK?
I don't know. They might be, yeah.
A writer? You can always tell when it wasn't written by an American, but it's supposed to be an American script when they say certain weird phrases. Like, toward the beginning of the movie, he says, like, I was stuck in the toilet the whole time. I was like, we wouldn't say that.
Yeah.
Stuck in the toilet.
No.
Mm-mm.
No.
We don't think of it that
sort of
way.
Sort of gross. Yeah, was it your foot?
It's pretty gross.
Yeah. What you get were in you the doing? Toilet, dude. Jeez.
It's not how you use it.
All right. So, we'll go around. We'll just get everybody's opinion of the movie. Rank it. You know, 3 or 4 stars, 3 or 4
well,
penguins.
Before we rank it, we'll tell you what the internet thinks.
Okay.
On IMDb, it has a 5.6 out of 10.
5.6.
On Roger Ebert, it has a 3 out of 4.
I thought he died.
And on Rotten Tomatoes, it has a 72%. But I think on Netflix, it had like a really low rating.
One and a half.
Yeah. So, what did y'all think?
I agree with Netflix.
Out of 4.
This is out of 4?
Out of 4. What do you give it?
All right, I'm going to start with me. I give it a 2.
4 penguins.
2 penguins.
out of 4?
2 deranged penguins. Yes, out of fucking 4. We said it 4 times. I don't know.
Wait, so 4?
But 4? Let's go with
is
Gina.
Out of 4?
Yes.
I give it...
feel like you should have been prepared for this answer.
I give it 2.
2. All right, Bradley.
1 penguin.
What? Zing. Stingy with the penguins. Dell.
I'll give it a 1.5.
One
Whoa.
And a half.
Why do we like it so much?
All right, let me tell you why now.
Are we spoiling
it?
I
could see the structure of this movie underneath it. It didn't. I think a good movie
Listeners
has good structure.
Spoilers.
But does a good job of hiding it, right? You know what
yes.
I mean? Like, you know
Dude,
what's...
I know, yep. Yeah. Okay.
You know what's happening, but, you know, you can't really see the edges. You can't see the seams. This one you could. Like as they were making it, I was like, this is establishing a pattern that they're going to break later to tell you how it's broken, you know? And mm-hmm. this is showing how in love they are. Here it is. And then you, like, hear the writers, like, I just wanted to write something that kind of showed how the littlest things can drive people apart. And I was like, well, you kind of failed here because this was just... Invasion of the Body Snatchers. It was not really a very good version of that. Gina, what did you think of it?
So, I agree with what you said. I think the reason I'd give it a 2 rather than something less is that I was still kind of surprised by things, even though I kind of saw the overall idea coming a mile away. There were certain clues early on that I thought were clues, but those things didn't actually happen the way I was anticipating, so... I kind of was pleasantly surprised by that, but maybe that's more a sign of bad writing. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe, like, you were just giving it more credit. You're like, oh, that's a good, and then they didn't even, because they
like,
didn't even
she's,
know.
Yeah.
Brad?
I give it 1 because, and honestly, I think I would have given it 0.
a negative rating.
Did you watch it alone?
No.
Okay.
That's the other thing. I'm just embarrassed that I made my wife watch that. I wasted her fucking life with that.
No, but it will be good. We always watch great movies for the podcast. It's going to be great.
Yeah. So the reason I gave it 1 instead of 0 is because I think they actually did have a couple of sequences in there that I did find suspenseful. I was like, just based on the lighting and the background music and like how things were moving and the camera angles and stuff, I did find it slightly suspenseful in a couple of spots. Otherwise, I just thought it was bunk. I mean, it's everything Adam said, except it was just sort of stupid at the end too. Like, I don't know. I'm just less impressed. And we've discussed this before, but I'm always less impressed with like the supernatural stuff as opposed to like the disgusting hillbilly that could actually kill me, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think some of that falls into the, like, what are you actually scared of? You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
So I get that.
Especially living in Arkansas.
Right.
You're right. Just talking about your neighbors again?
I think that, I do think that, like, the reason I give it anything is because it was well put together, like, as far as score and cinematography and all that kind of stuff. But what I realized, like, I was watching the movie and I was trying to figure out what it was that was like not interesting to me about the movie. And what I feel like I came to the conclusion that kind of you hit on, Adam, is that it felt like an exercise in like, what are the essential elements to make a suspense filled horror-ish thriller type movie. Like, what are the essential elements? Like, these are all the tropes that you have to have.
Yeah.
Right. And so it had all the tropes in there, but there was actually no story. There's no development really. Like, it was just the steps that you had to go through to get from this place to this place. And nothing was explained. The lights that shined were completely pointless. There was nothing that was ever revealed, you know? And that's, like, or, not or, that you well, have to, like,
it was
on and, like, the nose everything.
And I feel like if you're going to do that, you have to make it, I mean, because everything's like a balance, right? If you're going to steal from side A, you really got to have a great B, right? Coming later. Like, you know, if it's going to be kind of weird, like, there was no explanation all the way up into this climax, that has to be amazing. Right. And you got to be like, whoa, what the fuck? I didn't see that coming. And it wasn't. Right. It was just kind of like, well, we got to have, you know, an ending. Yeah. And it has to be close. So.
But there wasn't even really an ending. It was just like, here are all the things, and they're all the right things. And so in some way, so I went back and forth. I was like, does that make it really good? Because it's like doing all the things that it's supposed to do like really well. Cause I think it did. But then there was like, I agree. That's where what Adam was saying, like it was very exposed. And that was all the movie was about, were the elements that make it that type of movie, you know, and there's actually nothing. Like, those are supposed to be the laws or the rules that it follows that then you, like, put an interesting, compelling story on top of and make the art. The art is, like, how you manipulate those things. But this was, like, stripping all that away and putting that as the content. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, like, very few films, like, start a new genre of movies. Like, Night of the Living Dead. Even Night of the Living Dead was really just I Am Legend, but zombies, I think he even said. George Romero is like, I just basically ripped off I Am Legend, was it the original? Yeah, the Richard Matheson book. And, you know, like, so very few films just create a new genre, like zombie movies, right? But now, if you're going to make a zombie movie, you know how they work, right? You have to at least deal with those kinds of existing things. And this one is the same thing, like Del was saying, like, they hit on all those, right? Established relationship, things begin to act creepy. You know, signs of weirdness. There was even, like, body horror in there. So you're like, what? Whoa, shit, what's going on? And then there's, like, betrayal of somebody you trust. How do you even tell them apart? Whatever. But it was not done well, or I don't even think it was, like you said, it was not very interesting.
The crazy ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, just, like, Yeah, they were just kind of there, and I don't know. There were a lot of things that just were there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there was no payoff at the end.
No, like
it was just over.
Thing, yeah.
What I was saying about the explanation is that there was an explanation. I don't think it was a good one. Like, it was not satisfying. It left me with more questions. Like, well, how does that work? You know what I mean? Or like, well, what do you mean it's too late? Like, how do I know?
Or why?
Yeah.
Like, why is this even happening, and why in this specific place, and what, you know, what's the significance of any of it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I don't feel like the best movies always give you all of the answers to those questions, but it at least leaves you with some, like, sense that there was an explanation worth being involved for. There was something there. Whereas, like, at the end of this movie, I was just like, what the fuck? It's just a fucking alien.
I agree. Give a fuck. And so, you know how I said, like, you're going to take from side A, you got to have a great B. Well, I think the other ones that don't leave you with a lot of payoff, they're taking from side B and doing a great A, right? Like, the first part of the movie. Like, this whole experience of it was so crazy and so terrible that you don't even know why it happened, but, you know what I mean? You don't even care because you don't even remember that. It's kind of ancillary, you know? You're just like, wow, that was fucking crazy. What happened? That was a crazy movie. And I think the other one with the chick from Mad Men, I forget her name, and the other dude from The League. That was a similar movie where, like, things are happening, things are weird, what's happening, why is it happening? I don't even remember why it happened, but the movie was a much better experience and a better exploration of a relationship, which I think this is trying to do.
Yeah, and there are definitely, like, movies that, like, you just kind of drop in, and, like, there's this, like, microcosm, and there's nothing explained on either side of it, and you're just, like, there for the experience of the moment. And it felt like that's what this movie should have been, but actually, by, like, the whole thing about bringing the ex-boyfriend in and expanding it to, like, multiple women, like, is this as a phenomenon that occurred outside of this like, very unique, like, one, like, micro experience opened up. It created history there. It's like, okay, this place that they're going to has some unique significance. Like, why this place? Are there other stories? Has it been going on for 30 years, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Why, you know? It shattered it.
Gina, what were the things that you saw that you were like, oh, is it this or oh, is it that?
So, like, in the beginning when they first get to the location, it's, like, some place she used to go in her childhood, and they're talking about the big bear skin on the wall and hunting, and he starts to kind of, like, learn more about her in that moment, like, apparently stuff they've never talked about before, that she's had these experiences in her past or her family, like, her dad was a hunter, and she was like, oh, you've never killed anything or something like that, and I figured, okay, they're planting the idea that he never has, but he's going to have to. Right. So I was expecting him to kill her in the end. I was like, okay, I see where they're going. Her body gets snatched or whatever. It's not really his wife anymore. He's going to kill her and probably find out he shouldn't have because it was still her body. I thought that might have been a good ending, but that's not what happened.
Or like the whole part about her writing the story about the duck thing.
Yeah, the duck. Well, that kind of was an explanation, I think, for the fact that she wasn't herself really anymore. Because
it was like foreshadowing, but it was
note with the duck where it said, I'm not one of you. I was like, okay, so that means what? Like, what was the purpose of them sharing that?
For a good part of the movie, I thought maybe she was a frog.
Yeah, and then there was the whole frog thing. I was like, okay, she's a frog. We get it.
It would have been a much more interesting movie if she were a frog, I think. Because, like, the one part he picks up the frog and he's like,
with that? Yeah.
Yeah, before she didn't care about frogs. She was, like, laughing that they scream.
Yeah.
And then later she gets all touchy about the frog. I'm like, okay, she's a frog now.
Yeah. I think that would have been a better thing, that, like, she is actually, like, a frog, like a take on the Frog Prince thing. Like, maybe she was from there, and then she was a frog the whole time, and that's how she was luring him. She needed him to kill. That would have been more. I would have been more interested in that.
That's interesting.
Than fucking.
Yeah, that
would have
been good.
Close Encounters / fucking Body Snatchers things. I'm like, all right, Body Snatchers. Invasion of the Body Snatchers, the 50s one, was a great movie. This was a poor take on it.
Also, I didn't understand that after they took the, like, I don't know, larva or whatever that was.
It looked like the straps that you get to put in your truck.
Okay, so the truck strap after they take the living truck strap out of her. I thought she was okay after that. I was like, okay, that's all he needed to remove to get her back. And suddenly she was able to, like, confess all these things, but she still wasn't herself. Suddenly she was able to
untie herself.
Yeah, that too. But she still wasn't herself because she still drowned him.
Yeah.
Spoiler.
I mean, you know, you had time to watch this thing. So, yeah, I read this at 2. It was not that great. I mean,
I guess it just, after we talked last episode and Del shared the review that was on Netflix, the, like, 1-star or whatever, I was like, okay, it might be awful. So I was kind of pleasantly surprised that it was a little bit different than I was expecting. And some of the scenes I thought were really good.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a nicely shot movie. I mean, if you like, I don't know, there's like a lot of cliche sex scenes. I always think that, I always get a kick out of the way they show couples, like, together. They're like, oh, like, reaching around each other. I was like, you don't really do that often. Like, even when you're young and in love, you're like, I mean, I'm trying to make fucking pancakes here. You're reaching around me, tickling me here.
Right.
Somebody's going to get burned.
Burn your hand.
It's going to ruin the whole fucking day. Because somebody's going to have a burnt hand. And then every time I get pancakes for, like, the next 3 weeks, it's going to be like,
Remember
you fucking burned my hand because you're dicking around? Remember? God, I fucking hate you. I should have married Jeff.
Adam just joked himself out.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. That was good. Oh, I'm so funny, says Adam. Oh, man.
I mean, yeah, you know, if you can't make yourself laugh, how can you make anybody else laugh? Yeah. You know?
I think that's
all the
start.
Elements and none of the content. Yeah, all man. The elements. There's, just kind of threw them together.
So
again, like it felt like a really good student project or like workshop, you know, like let's workshop this. This is how you make a suspenseful horror movie, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think she did a good job picking the actors. And I made the comment to Gina. I was like, you know, you ever get you see a movie and you're like, why did they pick this dude to be in this role? And then you kind of see later on the scene that they casted him for.
It was probably his audition.
Yeah. And we, you know, I like Penny Dreadful. And what's her name? The chick that played Vesper Lynn in Casino Royale. She's Eva Green. Yeah, she's really good in it. And that's why you watch it. The story is not really that great, but she does a great job acting in that thing. And that dude plays Dr. Frankenstein in that series. And he kind of has some good acting scenes in it. And then towards the end when he's doing that, like, are you my wife, you know? You have her toes. He does all that, and you're like, okay, this is why they cast him, not for the silly husband on a honeymoon thing.
Yeah.
I just want to point that out. But did a good job marketing by picking two known actors, also actors, you know what I mean? So there you go. Ladies and gentlemen, watch Honeymoon. Don't watch Honeymoon. If you have
don't.
If you have different opinions, you know, you can send them to us, I guess. Podcasts.
It's not a terrible waste of time. It's American. Short.
Yeah. It's 87 minutes. It's on Netflix. Bad. Might as well. You can join the conversation if you watch it, so that's good. You can do that.
True.
Yeah.
If you must.
If you're listening to the show, like, through the website, your feed might be messed up. I think, somebody told me that. Like, maybe you were clicking on it and it was like, this episode is not available, and I realized people that do it through the feed would be like, it's probably just my connection or something stupid with podcast app right now. That's because I switched the feed to a new host. Like, I'm hosting it in a different spot, and so it wasn't working right. It should be fixed by the time this comes out. So you'd be like, what? It should be seamless. And my other podcast was seamless. Nobody knew. Nobody knew. News knows. God.
What?
No. Node.
Node.
Nobody
knows. Nobody knows.
Knowers.
Noun. Nobody noun.
Yeah, that. So there you go. There's your, what is the word?
How the sausage is made.
No, that's not even a word.
There's your sausage.
There's your technical support for the day.
That's not a word.
Yeah. I was looking for the word technical.
Oh, okay.
obviously. Sorry.
Oh, you mean sausage was made. That word.
Support for the day.
Did you hear how the sausage was made?
Not,
support.
Not that word. Not that word. Technical support for the day. That's word. That's the word I was thinking of.
I was thinking of technical. So that's good. Have you guys tried some of this Fred water?
This episode is brought to you by Fred.
No, I've not really seen or heard of that.
The pretentious really bottled water.
Wow, no shit. That looks like a pint. It looks like...
shaped like a flask. Like a,
yeah, it's like it's shaped like a flask.
And
it looks
it's
like
vodka. Really fillable. Yeah,
no, we're gonna give him a little free advertisement. It just because people brought this up earlier today. Refillable. They're like, why are you drinking water from a flask? Gina asked me the same thing when I brought home.
Because you're a douche. Is that what they said?
it's a little bit douchey, and it has like all the hallmarks of a
douchebag
man bun dude. Yeah. Okay, all right. So basically, it's like. Their whole thing is like these water bottles are reusable, whereas like your typical water bottle has like the
it kills you
molecules that kill you and give you the cancers. So that's their big selling point. And they make it like a flask so it could be carryable. You could put it in your pocket.
Like a flask?
Yeah. That's their whole shtick.
So you can put alcohol in it.
You could. I mean, you could do that. Yeah, that's the thing.
You get that pesky water out of it.
And I was kind of like, I grabbed it because it was there, and I was like, what is this? Let me try it and see whatever.
Bullshit. You're dying for it.
And then I was like,
hey, electrolytes.
It has more electrolytes.
Wore his special cargo pants just so he could buy it.
I got Fred brand pants now.
France.
Yeah.
France.
It is a lot easier to carry around than my actual, was it Camelback water that I usually take to work. Like that shit, I'm just like fucking this.
Grab a goddamn bottle of water and go to work.
Yeah, then I gotta grab a goddamn bottle of water.
But then he's gotta use his hands.
I gotta use my fucking hands. Oh.
God. Waste of time, guys.
And,
why bother?
And that Fred is a pint, isn't it? Yeah, it's a pint.
No.
So you should drink 7 ounces.
It's 13 and a half ounces.
It's so not you should even drink a pint. So you should drink like 10 of those a day.
No,
is that more convenient?
No, that fucking thing. You
instead
consume
of
a lot
two
of water.
Bottles
you
of
drink
water.
Coffee. You drink coffee that contributes to your water intake for the day.
So you put your coffee in there.
Yeah, we covered this already. Don't you listen to the podcast? And that beer looks good right there, man.
Myth busted,
I gotta give me
Brad.
Some good beer.
Myth busted.
Gotta give me a good beer. I'm gonna drink some more of this whiskey. Is what I'm gonna do.
What are you drinking, Del?
What are you drinking, Del?
The Sweetwater Festive Ale.
Sweet water, all right. Festive ale.
Looks good.
Getting ready for the holidays.
Nice.
That's right.
Isn't it great just drinking a nice, just a really good beer?
Heck yeah.
Just like, fuck.
Oh yeah.
Like, fuck.
It's a good feeling.
It's a good ass beer.
Let's just make the sounds we make when we drink a good beer for a moment.
Ready?
What?
Wait. I like to whisper to the beer, like, wow, you're really fucking good.
Is that what you do?
You're so nice. You're so nice. You're a really good beer. I love you in my mouth. That's the way you feel when you go down my throat.
It's exactly. I'm not telling any lies. We're not telling lies right now. I've heard Del say this to his beer before.
It's very awkward for everyone.
Oh my goodness.
Hey, Brett, do you just wear, like, an undershirt all the time?
Like, man, I am
it's
the
called
most
he's at home.
Fucking person you know.
Yeah, all right. I'm just wondering. Like, it is... I've kind of gotten to the point where, like, Gina got me... She got, like... Because I had, like, a couple undershirts I really liked, right? And, like mm-hmm. a nice one, not just, like, your regular Hanes one. So Gina bought me, like, a couple, like... nicer ones, like ones. I don't even want to know the price because I'm gonna be like, why the fuck am I wearing this shirt? This is like it costs as much
exactly.
as a real shirt, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't even want to know. But then wearing them, I'm like, this is nice. I like wearing a shirt that doesn't say anything on it. And this is how I know I'm turning into a middle aged dude, because you know I'm just like, well, just get my uniform, my life uniform on, you know, and just continue about my day. Jeans, t-shirt, I'm just fucking out. Just like super simple. Jeans don't say anything. They don't even really look like jeans. Shirt doesn't say anything. I got a black one now. Got a white one. fucking done.
I mean, I couldn't agree more. Like, I don't know. Clothes. And I'm fine with some. Like, this? I've got a couple of t-shirts that I'm a fan of that reveal something about my life. You know, like I got a Dunder Mifflin t-shirt that I really like.
Little jokey.
Which says, which is like, yeah, well, I like The Office, but I don't know. I think I still would wear tees with like information about myself. I would wear like a, you know, like I would wear a Richmond t-shirt or something like that. Yeah. I don't know. I just don't. Again, I'm just a cheap fucking guy. I don't pay for stuff. I don't want to pay for stuff.
I mean, that's fine. And, you know, like, I've been past the free t-shirt stage of my life. You know what I mean? I mean, like, I try to wear a nice shirt. Like, I try to limit my closet. It's about, like, minimizing, right? Limit my closet down to, like, really? Am I really going to wear 15 different t-shirts that I have in here? No. You don't really encounter 15 different days where you're going to wear different t-shirts, right?
No.
So you get it down to three or four. And those three or four, if they're really good, really nice t-shirts, then those will be your rotation. That's fine. I think that's the way to do it.
Yeah. Well, like, and
my three shirts that I've worn for 10 years, so every picture I'm in, I'm wearing one of those three shirts.
I think,
yeah.
Right. I think maybe you look a little weird at that. Sometimes I'm like, yeah, I'm wearing the same thing that I wore in this picture from a year and a half ago. Like, maybe I need to sprinkle in something else in here. But outside of that, isn't that just vanity, you know? Who the fuck cares?
A little bit. Just well, vanity. But also, like, who else fucking notices? Like, I'm sure if you noticed, fantastic. Who gives a shit? Nobody else notices.
Yeah. As long as it's clean and in good repair, right? It's not like there's a fucking giant hole or a ketchup stain that you never washed from 3 years ago. That would be weird. Is it the same fucking stain from 3 years ago when you dropped the ketchup on yourself? Yeah.
I add probably 1 to 2 pieces to my wardrobe every, like, winter season and every summer season. You know, like...
That's reasonable.
And then only... and really, that's usually only to replace, like, my jeans that have worn out or a shirt that has a hole in and out or something like that. Or a big stain or something.
Yeah. That's a good way to do it. Yeah. But then again, we're dudes, and we can get away with that kind of thing. There was that guy, that anchor, like, news anchor dude, that wore the same suit every day for a year. Nobody noticed or told him anything. Obviously, they didn't tell him anything because they didn't notice.
Told him anything.
Yeah, they didn't told him. And he did it because his coworker was always getting comments.
Did he change the shirt?
Email?
Or no, the same shirt?
Same shirt every day. Same exact thing from head to toe.
What? No.
Yeah. Yeah. And nobody told him and nobody noticed. Because it's just a dude. You're like, same shit.
He probably washed it, but he
well,
wore
yeah,
the same
yeah, it was the same thing.
Yeah, he just kept...
But, you know, because they would tell the chick stuff like, oh, isn't it the same dress you wore last week kind of thing? You know, so they would always tell her, like, she was
I'm
always...
self-conscious if I have to wear the same shirt I wore a month ago.
Really?
Do you think that's because women notice things about ladies more, or because the stuff that women wear is a little bit more... noticeable, yeah.
I think those are both the same thing. I mean, like, nobody.
I mean, how many blue suits are there? They're a blue suit is a blue damn suit, you know.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But like if I wore a kilt to work, I'd be looked at strangely, right?
Right.
But what is a skirt, right? Isn't that kind of same thing? Like, why do women wear skirts anyway? Huh? I mean, why? So they have a variety
of legs.
Yeah, they have a variety of things so that
I think it is about, like, the pattern or how noticeable the article of clothing is. Because I'm not like that with pants. Like, work pants, I'll rotate two if I'm feeling lazy. But shirts, I'm like, I can't wear that. I just wore that 3 weeks ago. They're going to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's all about, I'm with Janet, I think it's all about what it is. And to this guy's example, you know, if it was a navy suit, the white shirt and like a
yellow tie,
a bland fucking tie that blends it, whatever.
Yeah.
No shit that nobody knows. But if he's wearing fucking Craig Sager's outfit, you know, and he's got the loudest suit in the world, or if he's wearing even not the loudest suit in the world, even if he's wearing like Seersucker,
yeah,
every fucking day you're wearing Seersucker again, Tim.
Right.
hit the road. Get your resume updated. We can,
But they do say, but they say like people like Steve Jobs and President Obama like wear like the same thing all the time, and it like cuts down on the number of decisions that they have to make.
Yeah, well, I mean, they have to decide whether or not to bomb people. So yeah, we want to take yet another one on. Like, you know what? They just give you the same suit. It's not stress about
that. So there's something to be said for having your kind of like thing, your go-to thing, and just doing it, man.
Yeah.
That's all you got is a yeah? Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Like, but he works at a job where he has a uniform that he wears pretty much, you know?
They give you what, scrubs and goggles? What do they give you at a pharmacy?
Me? Yeah. Lab coat? Lab coat. But, I mean, I'm supposed to wear a tie every day.
He wears a bow tie to stand out. So people would probably notice if you wore a different bow tie.
Fucking hipster ass, bow tie ass, fucking bread.
Yeah, God. people like talk about the fucking bow tie like every day. Yeah.
Right.
So, but again, like when I wear a straight tie.
If you wore the same straight tie every day for a month, nobody would ever say anything. Did you wear that yesterday?
Yeah. Do you ever stop and think about how ridiculous it is to wear a fucking tie? Like, what is its utility?
It's the most useless piece.
You know why we wear all that stuff? Belts and ties and all those things were to cover up the buttons. It's to make clothes look like they didn't have seams, basically.
Yeah.
Or places where they attach.
To keep your head from falling off.
Very convoluted. It's all crazy.
Yeah, you know, they said that, like, suspenders are better. They're better mode to keep your pants on than belts.
Yeah.
Like, you have freedom of movement in suspenders, and you know that you don't have with belts. Like,
the belts cover the button up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's cover this half-inch button with a 3-inch belt.
Yeah. 3-inch belt with a big ass fucking buckle, right? Then you don't know that they have seams.
That's right.
Great thinking, guys.
I think I was painted.
Great thinking,
in
olden times.
Y'all. I've never heard that. Yeah, man.
Sounds made up.
I did make it up, but I don't know if I think that's right. I think it's right. I think I just like that seems like why, and then I looked it up, and that's why. But y'all can look it up and see.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of
it all comes from like French, like
super
pretentious nonsense.
Yeah, I remember when I first learned that the tradition of wearing a white dress at a wedding was because Queen Victoria wore a white dress at her wedding. All the rich people were like, fuck, we've got to do the same thing. And then all the middle class people were like, oh, I want to be like the rich people. And all the poor people were like, well, the fancy people are doing it. So, and then there you go. Now we're just wearing fucking white dresses. And now it's because the magazines and shit are telling you, like, you're not wearing a white dress. What are you, some kind of fucking crazy? You know, then you're anti-marriage and anti-everything. If you just...
A friend of mine from high school regular. Wore a white and yellow dress, just a little bit of like fucking yellow,
little something in there. Yeah
I mean it was probably, I don't know, like 20-30% of the dress was yellow, but like it was a nice change of pace seeing something else besides just white.
I mean, it's amazing how much of a, like, we're just a bunch of sheep, right? Just followers, just whatever else, man. We don't think for ourselves. There's no hope for us, guys.
Speaking of pretension and sheep,
yeah,
I had a heartbreaking realization today. My wife went to my daughter's school because they were having like a fall party or some bullshit like that. This is the 4-year-old class, okay? 4-year-old class. And she said, like, she went and just helped out, made sure the kids had juice and shit like that. And at one point, the teacher divides up the kids into like 3 groups. And I think it might just be because my kid is sweet, and maybe it's because she's new. I don't really know. But my wife said that, like, at 4 years of age, there was already a group of like 4 girls that were off to the side, like making fun of kids and like being the cool kids. And I don't know. I was like, was Anna doing that shit? She was like, no. She was like, Anna's oblivious. She was just she was like playing soccer with some kid, you know, not aware of anything.
Yeah.
I was like, God damn, these bitches get going early.
Well, it's not
even...
Because
their parents are like that.
Exactly. It's their parents. I mean, because at 4, do you... I mean, you don't really have this kind of like societal knowledge. You're taking cues from your parents, and that's by design, right? Like you're at the stage where you're absorbing everything your parents are doing, so that way you can fit into the culture when you come of age. You know what I mean? That's right. How it's supposed to work, right? You know, the cubs watch the bear go hunt and shit, and they're like, "Sweet, I could do that now," right? They learn how to do it. So, blame it on their parents. That's what's happening. Yeah. So good job. Yeah. You're making your kid oblivious, and I guess that's good.
I guess. I don't know. It's just people are just fucking terrible, disgusting human beings.
Yeah, man. I look at my kid sitting there all cute and whatever, and I'm like, God, I'm so sorry that I brought you into this fucking world.
I know, right? Like, it's just so hateful of me to have inseminated my wife.
How fucking selfish was I, you know, to just like, why did I listen to this biology? So, you know, why did I listen? Because, you think about that point when your kid looks at you and is like, fuck, this world sucks. And then she kind of knows it was your fault a little bit. And you're going to be like,
Yeah.
I'll buy you an ice cream.
do you want an ice cream?
Do you want to stay up late and eat pizza? Good. We can stay late and eat pizza and watch movies. Does that make it better? Does that make it a little bit better? No.
What?
Yeah.
One of the actors from Stranger Things is going to be in Hattiesburg this weekend.
What?
Which one?
He's going to like go to mugshots or something.
Peyton Witch.
Yeah, what or who
he
is
plays
that?
Troy, the bully.
Fuck a bully. Yeah. Ooh, fuck a bully. Not interested in you, bully.
Well, you know, cool. It was funny. Interesting that, is he like going for like a convention or something? Like a signing?
Right. Yeah, there's a Stranger Things listening party. He must be from here.
Well, yeah, you know, I was reading that they can make a killing doing that. Like the Walking Dead people, like Daryl in particular, makes like $500,000 a year just going to these things and signing them. Like way more than their contract. They go up, it's like appearance fees. They show up, 10 grand, show up at a convention, sign for like, you know, a couple hours, 10 hours if they want. I mean, that's the thing. Is like, they can power through. Like, if I'm like, Brad, can you show up for a weekend to adoring fans? It's going to be 10 hours straight, but I'm going to give you 200 grand. Can you do it? Like, yeah, I can fucking power through that, I think.
I think I can make it happen. Yeah.
I could do that while eating my own.
I mean, he's probably not making $1 million in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, but.
No. Yeah, but the thing is that 3 grand, 4 grand.
Mm-hmm.
And then they
adds up for sure.
Yeah, they put them up for the night, so there's really like little to no expenses. You know,
he's from New Orleans, so
yeah. Would you drive to New Orleans from where you are and for 5 grand for a weekend?
Yes.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. So like, that's a lot of what these guys are doing. Especially they're like right on the edge actors. Maybe they hit one something like this, kind of biggish. This is all an article that I think I linked to on our Slack conversation.
None of this is original thought.
No, it's not. I mean, like, how would I know, right? How would I know? But yeah, I heard this and I was reading it with that same look that you guys are giving me right now. Like, is this true? I can't believe this. Like, oh my God. At the top of the heap are obviously like Star Wars people, Walking Dead people. And then, you know, like it goes down from there, but you know, you go down to a show like Stranger Things, which is fairly popular, you still get a nice chunk of change, even if you're a guy from the show. And I was wondering about that because, like, it was like Walking Dead season 2 or 3, when it was getting popular, but not like the mega phenomenon that it is now. And, like, just two random people from it were, it was not Rick or anybody. I was like, why are they here in San Antonio at, like, Comic-Con? Like, who's going to be there for that? But it's that kind of money for them. Yeah. 5 grand, 10 grand. Totally adds up.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, that adds up.
Brad is salivating right now.
I am.
You have to be on the show first. You have to be on the show first, get popular, be it like the right show, you know?
In the right show at the right time.
Yeah.
Range Penguin Podcast. We're on a show. I don't know what you're talking about.
Exactly. Let's do it. When are we, what Comic Con? Are we at San Antonio Comic Con?
Yeah, we'll just show up. Like, yeah, we're from the show. Like, what?
Yeah.
We're from the show.
Exactly.
Yeah, man. It's.
There's got to be somebody who has done that in reverse. Probably. Like, just started showing up to cons, and then they're a fixture at cons, and that's why they're showing up to cons.
I mean, Nathan Fillion, I could see him being that kind of guy. The dude from Firefly and Dr. Horrible Sing Along Blog. Yeah. Have y'all watched that? Have y'all ever seen that? Mm-mm.
No.
Can we make that the next movie to watch?
What yes. is it?
Thank you.
What I mean,
Dr. Horrible and the Sing Along Blog. Dr. Horrible's Sing Along Blog.
We've seen it.
I just asked you if you've seen it. You said no.
I thought you were talking to Brad.
I said Brad, and he said no, and then I said yeah.
No.
He said no.
I've seen it. I mean, it's mildly funny.
It's funny.
It's mildly
legitimate.
It's when they take those things and they make them like more legitimate. I'm like, I don't really want all this here. Just keep it where it was. It's funnier when it's just a web video. It's not so funny when I got to go buy popcorn to go see it. You know, that just me, man. That just you thought the Trump one was terrible. That Trump parody.
It was terrible.
It was funny-ish.
And what was this?
It was the other the thing that you should have watched. Yeah. In case you guys hadn't noticed, Gina stepped away. I think she's going to pick another movie. Again, you know what movie I wanted to see? Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Oh, it's a good one.
Yeah, I know.
So good.
You should just watch it for funsies.
What are you going to do? Knock my block off?
Boom, then he does it. It's so weird that my boss brought that up today. He was like, he's older than me, and he's like, you know what came up? It was a great movie, Killer Clowns from Outer Space. None of you guys probably remember that. And I was like, dude, that's totally funny.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. It was kind of scary because I was a kid watching it, but then also, yeah, it was kind of funny because of those parts right there. Yeah. So there you go. I think we're ending.
I think we're done.
Fucking suck.
I think we're done.
Fucking suck. Gina's over there making fun of me. Is there anything else you wanted to bring up, Bradley? Because you haven't been on the show in 4 weeks.
Oh, man. I'm just so happy to be back. Yeah. I'm just so happy to be back.
You guys doing
anything? Next week I start nights. So I'll let you know on the next podcast in 2 weeks how my body clock is doing.
Sweet. It's going to be up at night all the damn time. Yeah,
be creeper.
Yeah, my mom used to work nights for a while there, and she was like weird, like when I was a kid, and it was just like weird because like we were going to bed and she was like waking up from her like afternoon nap, like making coffee at like 9 p.m. and heading off to work. It was kind of weird.
Yeah, how'd she do?
I mean, fine, yeah, I guess.
How long did she last?
I don't know. It was like 3 years, something like that. I mean, she did
like 30.
Yeah, she. She's still there, actually. Never seen her in the daylight. No, she like everybody else on that shift wanted to move to days because they're like, I want to be like a normal human being. I think it's cool for a while, and you're like, yeah, look at me. I'm working at night shift, nothing. I rule the night. And then later you're like, man, I never see anybody.
Right, exactly. I rule this kingdom of one.
Are you guys doing anything for Halloween? Del, are you dressing up like something cool and fun?
I don't know. My sister's coming up. We've talked about it. There's a reunion of like choral conductors at Southern Miss this weekend, so me participating in that. We may hang out in Hattiesburg and go to some Halloween event where we need to be costumed, but have not.
That sounds like a raid.
Haven't planned anything yet.
The League of Choral Conductors.
Dude, look at this guy. Wherever I am, it's a good time.
That's where the party is. All right.
That's right. What about
Brad, Well, are y'all gonna you gonna take your kiddos out to take candy to take M&Ms yeah. from other people?
Yeah, so the last, we're probably gonna do the same thing we've done the last couple of years, which is go around the block, come home, drink.
Sounds good.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, did a lot of people hit up your house, or I guess your old house? Did a lot of people hit up your house?
Oh yeah.
Sweet. And
we'll see.
Are you like well positioned now to get a lot of trick or treaters?
I think so. I don't know. We don't know actually. Now that I think about it, because there are a bunch of it's very kid heavy in this subdivision, and. I don't know if like I'm gonna stay at home and she's gonna walk with the kids or I feel like you know.
I don't know which feels safer for you. Dell's gonna walk off. We'll all leave one by one. What feels safer for you? Like I'll leave my wife out walk with the kids and I'll be at home. Or do you feel like you know what? I'll walk with the kids. I'll leave my wife vulnerable at home, answering the door to strangers.
Right. I don't know. I think I would prefer to be at home.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think I'm just going to go with and turn the light off.
I mean, I think that sounds reasonable. Everybody kind of does it together. Y'all go home together and hand them out together.
And they're little fucking kids. Like, we're probably going to go out at like 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
You know, and it only takes like, I don't know, 30 minutes and then they're crapped out.
You know, I got to say that I don't know how long it like to me when I was a kid, but everything felt like longer as a kid. When they're like, wait 30 minutes, I was like, oh my god, 30 minutes, that's forever.
Yeah.
And now I'm just like, you know, 30 minutes, yeah, I blink, 30 minutes pass, you know?
Right. Like, write a letter to Santa and you have to wait for Christmas, and you're like, oh my god, Christmas, I've been waiting for Christmas so long. And then I guess just shut the fuck up, Adam. You know, like.
Yeah, like right now I'm like, you know, the NBA season started. I was like, I swear, we just did this. Didn't the league just... it just ended yesterday, didn't it?
I know. Yeah, yesterday was day one.
Yeah. What we're going to do... We're not really doing very much, a whole lot. There's a big game this weekend. University of Texas takes a trip down here to San Antonio.
Don't know if you've heard of them before.
They play UT San Antonio, UTSA, man. And it's a big game because UNT, after going 1-11 last season, terrible team, losing to an FCS school 66-7. This year they're 4-3. They beat up on Army last week, and it's two games away from a bowl game and this very winnable game. It's also a conference game, so it's a huge game. So we're gonna dress up and go to the game because it's on the 29th.
Huge. It's huge.
It's very
the biggest game.
Bigly. We're going to dress up bigly. We got all the endorsements. I just talked to very important people. Very, very important people. They just
endorsed me. You might know them.
Yeah. They think I'm doing a tremendous job. We're going to dress up and we're also going to be green. So I'm going to do the Riddler. Gina's going to do Poison Ivy. My mom's going to do like a green witch. And my kid just like hit a home run with this green fucking dragon. She's going to be. She's the cutest fucking thing.
She picked that, huh?
Well, it was the only thing. It was two options. It was this green costume or that green costume. We picked that because it didn't have any blue in it. And, yeah, she looks super cute, and I hate her because she looks too damn cute. Smiling and shit. I was like, god damn you. What the fuck you doing? Looking all cute. Fucking hate you.
Right.
Yeah. So she looks super cute. That's kind of going to be our fun times there. But nothing like Halloween's what, Monday?
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, it's a weird time for Halloween. I don't know if I agree with that. Do you agree with Halloween on a Monday?
I don't really give a fuck.
Yeah. When would you rather have Halloween? Like, preferred day?
I suppose Saturday.
Is that good? I guess.
I mean, Saturday. I don't think it matters.
Yeah, I think a Friday night is a good Halloween day. I think it's because then you get Saturday to kind of rest up, and then you still have your weekend, you know. Because Halloween's not even a real holiday, you know. It's kind of a cheating. It's a little bit for kids, but it's kind of for adults to dress up too, right? It's when you get to play dress up. So
right.
You kind of need a night activity. So Friday night's great. You kind of mix it in with your regular stuff. You know? That's how I feel about it. Throw a little party. That's how you do it. Don't want a Monday Halloween. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, enjoy your Halloween. Enjoy this episode of the Deranged Penguin Podcast. Tune in 2 weeks when we got another one. And if you couldn't listen to last week's or last episode, episode 184, this is 185. Go back and listen to it. A lot of great episodes.
Listen to that one because it's great.
It's fucking great, man. Because you know why? We didn't have bread. Fucking bread.
Awesome.
Fucking bread out here.
Awesome. But this is really good.
Yeah, you know, Brad just like, he just shows up whenever he wants. Oh, he thinks he is, man.
Mm-hmm.
Dips in and out.
Mm-mm, yeah, who does that?
Hey, Brett, just in case you're wondering, NBA.com has your free league pass preview. I think it's for like the first week. So you might want to jump on that for that period of time. Watch some NBA basketball.
Good enough. Thanks.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
All right. Bye.
Peace. Bye.